and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 19. I pre-record a lot of these episodes, and I think sometimes reading ghost stories back to back to back, well, first of all, it spooks me out, but I also think that it might make things happen in my house, like bring spirits to my house. I know that sounds really stupid, but I have been sitting here recording for a couple hours now, and I thought my husband was standing outside the door of the office. And so I said, "What are you doing?" And I got no response. And I was like, cool, he's going to scare me because like I'm easily scared. And so I opened the door and there's literally nobody there. So that's fun. Anyhow, I'm going to move on because you're not here for me. You're here for the spookiness and all the good stuff. So I'm going to read November 9th birthdays. Yes, it is your time to shine, number 9. Here we go. Those born on this day are not the types to sit on the sidelines of life, watching the world pass them by. Which is not to say that they are not observant people. To the contrary, they are extremely perceptive, especially with regard to human behavior. It is simply that they prefer to do rather than view. Possessing a dread of inactivity, November 9th people feel compelled to involve themselves fully in every area of their lives, professional and personal, intellectual, emotional, and sensual, so as to satisfy their need for growth and to contribute to the lives of those around them. Extremely responsive to stimuli of all kinds, they are often blazing a pioneering trail and directing those who follow in their wake. Yet, while they manifest a keen, impulsive interest in any subject they encounter, their fascination is rarely superficial, for they will explore it to the fullest extent and uncover hidden truths. Such is a wide variety of subjects that excite their attention that they have the potential to make significant contributions across the full professional spectrum, but they are especially drawn to the limitless possibilities inherent in their art and design. Although they are strong-willed and self-indulgent types, and even more so if they are also born in the Chinese year of the horse, those born on this day are profoundly oriented toward those around them. Others enjoy their enlivening companionship and appreciate their kindness and generosity, characteristics that are particularly pronounced in their dealings with their nearest and dearest, or with those whom November 9th people believe have been dealt a raw deal in life. As well as being natural leaders, they are also instinctive humanitarians who will dip deep in their pockets to help the victims of misfortune or social abuse. Their virtues are enthusiastic, vibrant, socially responsible. Their vices are easily bored, restless, tending to be dissatisfied. Again, happy birthday to you November 9th babies. And we are going to move on to these spooky stories.
This comes from LadyFox_9 on Reddit.
This takes place in 2020. While I was living in my mom's basement. For context, the basement was sort of like an apartment. It had a kitchen, living room, bedroom, bathroom, and then it had a sort of unfinished area. The washer and dryer were out there. And beyond that was a door that led to the sub-basement area that my mom used for storage. I generally didn't go in there, as I had no need to, but I also wanted to avoid the spiders I knew were hiding in there. Anyways, here's the story. I live down there with my dog, Oliver. Now, Oliver is a very anxious dog. He will bark at anything that moves. This house was on a golf course, and there were tons of deer in the area. And Oliver always barked at them. One day, I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom and heard him barking. I figured it was a deer, but I went to check on him anyways. I found him standing at the doorway of my bedroom, barking at an empty spot in my room. When I say barking, I mean all the hair on his back was standing straight up, and he was snarling and baring his teeth like he was ready to kill. Like I said, he was an anxious dog, but not anxious in the sense of becoming aggressive. I mean anxious like a big baby that will run away with his tail between his legs. So this behavior was really out of character for him. I immediately felt my stomach drop, so I grabbed him by the collar and bolted for the door that led outside to the deck. I called my mom and told her that something wasn't right, and I needed her to come home. She is a traveling hospice nurse, and she told me she was 2 hours away at a patient's home and to just stay out of the house. My car at the time was broken down, so I couldn't leave. I decided to call a friend I had known from church. We had both grown up Christian and had always heard the scariest shit about demons and whatnot. Luckily for me, she was in the area, and she said she'd be right over. I waited on the porch for about 20 minutes, and Oliver did not break his gaze from the direction of my bedroom. During the time I was waiting for my friend to come, I decided that I was being silly. Oliver probably saw a bug or something and we should just go back inside. Wrong move. As I opened the door, Oliver charged back to the spot he was in and repeated the same behavior. I grabbed him again, and by this point, I was shitting my pants waiting for my friend. She finally shows up. I explain what's happening, and she opens the door. Oliver sits by her feet and seems to be waiting for her to say something. She just looks at him and says, "Okay, buddy, go show me where it is." Now, Oliver is a border collie, very intelligent, but I never taught him a command anything like that. So this next part is unsettling to me. He bolts to the sub-basement area. We follow after him and open up the door, and he stares at something in the dark corner of the storage area. He starts snarling again. My friend and I both get that same sick feeling in the pits of our stomach and took off back to my room with Oliver in tow. My friend left the door open and suggests that we started a prayer to bless my room. She has her back to the door and is praying aloud, essentially asking for protection and peace and telling whatever is in there it has to leave. Good Lord, I have full body chills as I write this. I opened up my eyes to find Oliver standing guard at the door, once again growling, snarling, and ready to pounce. I tapped my friend on the shoulder, and she looked over at Oliver. She walked right over to the door and put her hands on the top of the doorway and said, "Whoever or whatever you are, you have to leave now. You don't feel like the spirit of a human, and we don't want you here. Get out." As she says the words "get out," she felt something step on her fucking foot. She turned back to me and told me it was gone. Here's the weirdest part. Right after she assured me it left the room changed. It was warmer, more comfortable, more inviting, and softer. The floor felt softer, and the air was softer. It felt like you could fall on the floor and be met with 100 pillows to break your fall. I looked at her and I said, "Does it feel..." And at the same time, we both said, softer. Oliver at this point was completely calm. So calm, in fact, that he laid down on the floor and fell asleep. I don't know who or what that was. I don't know what it wanted. But I do know that my dog found something and worked with my friend to protect me. He may be a big scaredy cat, but when it comes to demons, my boy doesn't fuck around. So now, every time we move to a new place, I take him on a walkthrough. I let him off his leash and tell him to go find anyone that's not supposed to be here. Luckily, he's not found anyone since. Well, Oliver is just the best boy in the world. But seriously, how terrifying would that be to have all that happen? And especially when you're by yourself and to have something in the sub-basement where it's dark as fuck in there, you know it is, and your dog's growling at it, but you don't see anybody there and there's nobody there. Oh my God. And then to have that thing step on her friend's foot. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's crazy. Animals know things. I'm telling you, animals know things. But we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from SuggestionRelative94 on Reddit.
The seatbelt warning for my passenger side in my car kept going off. I took it to a body shop and they couldn't find anything wrong. Disconnected it and still got the warning on the dashboard and the beeping. It could just be a mechanical electrical fault. Maybe. I borrowed my mom's car a few times. That did the same thing. There was never anyone or anything in the seat at the time. I also checked to make sure there was nothing down the back of the seat. I went and saw a medium and I'll never forget her leaning close to me and saying softly, "You've been having issues with the seatbelt warning in your car, haven't you? Your cousin sits in the car with you, and it's him setting it off. That's why it followed you, because he often does." I didn't post about this on social media or anything. My cousin died about 12 years before this and didn't live anywhere close to me. I can't find any logical explanation for this. What would cause it in two cars? And how did the medium know? I personally think it really could be their cousin. I also don't know if maybe they have other deceased relatives that could be, you know, sitting with them as well, riding with them. But nonetheless, it could be a spirit that is with them, regardless of who it is, sitting there to protect them as they drive. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird that it's happening in both vehicles. I don't know. It's kind of honestly, it would be kind of comforting slash maybe a little creepy, but comforting to know that somebody's sitting there with you and hopefully sitting there for the good reasons of like keeping you safe and it's not anything else. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.